Welcome back to Cargumentative, a show where four men who will never ever trend as hard as certain videos gone viral talk about all things cars and automotive. I'm your host, Thomas Faulkner from the Sunday Times, and as usual, I'm joined by the motley crew.
I'm Mark Paluta.
I'm Fiona, Mike Salomon.
And I'm 9 out of 10 Adav.
10.
Mark, you're solid. A 10. You're a 10.
Yeah.
Thank you. Terrible.
Because I'm a 10.
You guys.
11.
3.
Off the scale.
Off the scale. 11. Like a Fender guitar in Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys.
I can live with that. Guys, wow. It's nice to be back in studio with you, with your humor and good vibes.
Amazingness.
And all four of us again.
Yeah, we're all here.
It's amazing. It's not going to be like this again for a while because you're going to go test cars overseas.
I'm going to drive a Porsche in Cape Town.
Really?
Which one?
Yeah, it's better. It's closer.
Which one? Yeah, which one? I hope it's the Cayenne Coupe because it'll just make you sad.
No, it's the Macan Turbo.
Ah, that's probably quite good.
Isn't that old?
Mm-hmm. Aren't they all turbo?
They're all turbo, but this is the turbo.
The turbo of the turbo.
I don't get it.
It's the big daddy of the Macan.
Is that
range.
A new Macan?
Yes.
New-ish.
So the facelift. The facelift Macan has now got a turbo.
Oh.
So that's...
Yawn.
How was the launch of the new Cayenne Coupe?
I don't know. I wasn't invited.
How come?
I don't know.
It wasn't really a launch. It was like, come and stand around the car, eat some canapes and go home.
Did you go?
So it was a launch?
No. Why would I want
to do that? Sounds like a launch to me.
Did they invite motor journalists?
No, not this time around.
Oh, well, that's why we went.
It's fine. I saw it today.
I'll give my two cents.
Okay.
The thing about when they were going to release a coupe-ish Cayenne, you think to yourself, finally they're going to make an SUV that looks like sporty, and it's just dull.
It just looks dull.
It
looks quite nice.
It just looks dull.
It's not different enough.
It's not different. That's exactly it. It's like, it just could, another, it's an also ran.
Another one that we're going to forget where it fits into the whole lineup. It's like,
Hashtag
another
me
thing
too.
That's going to need a facelift in 3.5 years. Oh, it's just too much, man.
Yeah.
You'll be buying one in 4.5 years. Brilliant value. I picked this thing up for 400,000 rand. It's incredible.
Okay,
it's incredible.
Oh, it's 400,000.
Look how nice it is. You know, when it first came out, I didn't really like it. But now I've had it for 2 weeks and I think it's stunning.
So how much is it?
Oh, wait, hold on. Doc wants to tell us what it's really like.
No, I'd like to weigh in.
What color was the one that you saw?
They were all there, all the ones from the launch.
The orange one.
I was at Porsche today. So there was the orange one and there was a metallic... sort of a charcoal, and it was a white one.
Hold on, you did get invited?
No, I went to Porsche today to pick up my car.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So they're all there. So, and I had a proper look. I think what's weird to me is if the normal Cayenne didn't exist, this would be fine. Do you know what I mean? It's good enough to be a standalone Cayenne. I don't know why the Cayenne can't look like this. As standard,
so it's better looking
because
than the,
it's better looking
one.
Because
you don't
X4.
Lose much
or X6 or
X6 yeah. It's an X6 and a GLE equivalent. You don't lose much, so I sort of put them next to each other. I sort of had a look at how much you lose in terms
headroom.
Of space. You don't really lose that much. It's still a 5-seater if you spec it as a 5-seater. It's 4-seater as standard, which I think is really weird.
It's got a console in between.
But it's
a no cost option to have a 5-seat. And in the end, I think it's maybe a slightly better looking Cayenne. I don't understand why we need them both.
Because niches are the way of the world right now. But the interesting thing is...
Please spec it with 5 seats if you're going to buy one. God,
because we need it in a few years at 400 grand.
But I made the point that actually the Panamera Gran Turismo, or Sport Turismo, should I say, in like an all-road type of configuration would just be amazing as an SUV.
Not arguing.
And then someone posted today on one of the WhatsApp chats... That the Taycan, the EV version, what you were saying it's called?
The Cross Turismo.
And it just looks right. To be honest,
that's pretty cool.
That's probably
what
you need in the
called?
Urban environment.
Cross
you don't Turismo. Need a full SUV. You actually don't need it to be as high
right.
as
and
that.
It's not a bad
you don't.
Thing.
But even with the Sport Turismo, I mean, I took that thing on a massive road trip around the country, and I did some gravel and some sand, and it has... air suspension and it raises up and you can just go over stuff and it never scraped or.
Well, that's why they're not doing one for the Gran Turismo. They're doing one for the Taycan. Because the Gran Turismo is more than capable.
Sport Turismo.
I mean Sport Turismo.
It's getting so confusing.
I can't remember.
I don't know. Yeah, there's a lot of niches being filled here and whether they're all
necessary,
I don't really understand.
The Taycan Turbo
Cross something.
There's a Turbo S, and now there's the 4S that was released.
And it's the Turbo without turbos.
No, this has no turbo.
Yeah. None of them have turbos. No. Even though they're called turbo.
Obviously.
Some of them are turbo even though they're all turbos.
Is it like the 30-cylinder Audi?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah, okay. Well, we've hopped on about
it. I was thinking about it. It's actually quite cool that they called it a turbo. It's like the Germans.
We made the joke.
We made the joke. It's like, how do we make it special? Let's put decals on.
Hans,
get out the decals. Yes.
Those crazy fun loving Germans.
We've got turbo special badges. Edition.
Martini stripes. That'll be the next one. That'll be Martini edition.
Talking about that, got the bus back. New alternator, cruising.
Really?
Just pisses oil. That's the only problem.
I thought they fixed it the second time.
The petrol smell?
No, the petrol smell's gone.
How's the lack of suspension?
No, that's still the same.
But is the oil coming out of the brand new engine?
That's already been back.
Just not sure where it's coming from. But I think I could fix it myself.
Okay. Definitely.
Prattly patty.
You guys are meeting this week, you and Mark, aren't you, to take the rear bumper off the Diablo? So why don't you have a look at the same time?
Yeah, we are.
Next week. Oh, this week. It'll be this week.
Yeah. This week. Maybe you must have a look at the same time.
It's quite a bold step, actually, that Diablo came out the factory, except for the drive shaft.
Oh, you're taking the rear bumper off?
I'm going to,
It's so simple.
It's so simple. It's like a couple of bolts.
It'll look awesome.
Well,
look
I think we should just tie it to something and
we're going to video it. Mark's going to video me wrenching.
Yes. And we're going to put it on our Instagram feed. In slow motion.
And then you can like cut it to some Benny Benassi.
And Mark's, it's going to be Mark's wad.
I do think you should have maybe done it before you took it to the panel beater for the front bumper.
Why?
Because when you drop it and you damage both the rear bumper and the bodywork of the car, it would have been just easier to take it to the panel.
Discarding that rear bumper. Once it's off, it's never going back on. You're going to hang it in the cave.
I've got so many parts hanging around.
Are you
going to
use it on the
959?
Are you going to use it on the 959 tribute?
Maybe. Not saying no.
A Diablo.
Hold on. There's some news. I think
we've got lots of news. We've not spoken about news.
Mercedes-Benz.
I love them.
Do you?
Absolutely.
I don't think you will anymore.
He's got a cream C180.
It's parked vanilla.
The C180, yeah.
Yeah, a C220 diesel.
It's the same thing.
So
400 newton meters of torque, yeah.
We all like the AMG 63 because it's always been a vestige of V8 might.
Yeah.
Okay. So the new one, the third generation C63 AMG, is coming out in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer going to have a V8. It's going to have a turbocharged 2-liter four-cylinder with a hybrid drivetrain system.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but in fairness, what do they call it? That Formula One engine thing. It's a 1.6 liter 4.
It's called the AMG
V6. Oh, sorry, 1.6 liter V6.
But that's terrible.
Sorry,
four cylinder instead of that. The C63 is known for its V8.
For its big burbly V8. It's now going to have a hybrid and a 2-liter 4-cylinder engine.
Good luck trying to sell that.
The world sucks, actually. The world's gone mad.
Yeah.
It really has.
No,
but
it's I don't want the other kind
of news. Though, in fairness, we've been spoiled for the last The last 15 years has just been one bigger, more stupid engine after another. And it had to get to a point now where at least they're talking about now making the car slightly smaller, lighter, so I mean they'll be good to drive.
Who are you, and what have you done with Mark?
I'm saying like you can buy these cars still.
Okay.
What
else, Mark?
What else?
Bloodhound.
No. There's something much more important.
Why?
Than that.
Oh God,
it can't be.
Yeah, there is.
It's a Toyota.
Yes, it is.
Oh God,
Toyota. So yesterday, the new Toyota Yaris was announced.
Congratulations!
Wait. Looks cool,
guys. What if we all just refuse to talk?
Does it
about
come
it?
Out in a notchback so that it can be the next generation Uber?
No, it doesn't.
I'm googling it. Toyota Yaris.
It looks good.
I'm not interested.
Built on the firm's Toyota new global architecture platform. It's shorter. It's wider. It's a lower center of gravity. They've lopped off 40 mils off the roof line, so it's kind of sits lower to the ground. And it's going to have nice creature comforts, JBL sound system, head-up display, lots of active safety features, and it's going to have a center airbag.
So you're saying that this is more newsworthy than a 1,000-mile-an-hour car that's come to South Africa to break the world land speed record?
It's in November.
It arrived.
Okay.
Because the Yaris sells in droves. It's a very important car.
So where is it? Haakstien Pan.
Haakstien.
I don't know what it's called. I'm asking.
We were offered press passes to go and see these. To go and see this thing.
You can jump into the Diablo and go.
I've got a mate who's got a helicopter.
Well, there you go.
Well, we'll set that up.
You can rock it off.
Should we do it?
We're going to Haakstien Pan.
It's very nice. It's very picturesque. I've been there many times.
Okay.
Everybody should go there at
what
least once.
What date is this thing happening?
I don't know.
My GT3 actually set some kind of record at Haakstien Pan before I bought it.
Your GT3?
My exact GT3.
Who was driving it?
The previous owner.
What were they doing?
Speed week.
The fastest naturally aspirated car under 4 liters.
At Speed Week?
At Speed Week.
So do you know what speed it did?
305.
No way.
So that's max. That's maxed out, eh?
I don't believe that for a second.
Why? Google it.
Because that surface is slow. So
Google it. Google it.
Oh, but isn't that the place that you get all the sand, the salt inside, and then you can never get it out?
Yeah, it destroys the car.
It's not salt. It's not a salt.
Sand.
It's sand.
Very fine, powdery clay. Surface.
Yeah.
That can get into the motor.
It gets everywhere.
It destroys the whole car.
Not.
Once your car's been to Haakstien Pan, it's never the same.
Yeah.
I took a CRZ there because I had one as a long term, and I set the record for the fastest mild hybrid, and it could actually be the fastest hybrid at Speed Week, a record that'll never fall.
That's actually a nice car, that, huh?
It is. It's very cool. I've always been a fan of it. I love the styling. It looks good.
Yeah, it's cool. I started watching Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about proportion last week.
10 years later,
I know. Like, how's that? And I decided I'm going to get in the game. The car that he drives is literally the worst looking car in the history of man.
What's it called?
That's the worst proportion car I've ever seen. I don't know what it is, but it is so bad.
Whenever I watched it, I was drunk, so I can't remember anything.
No, it's that cream coloured.
Anyway, I digress. What else we got in terms of news?
Very quickly, Miami is getting a Grand Prix in 2021.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're building a 40 million rand track is being built on the grounds of the Hard Rock Stadium, which is the home of the Miami Dolphins.
That's quite cool, huh?
That is quite cool.
They actually were proposing that for Cape Town as well, that they were going to use the stadium section to actually drive in there and use that for the pits and stuff. Mm.
I found quite an interesting article on Autocar. UK lawyers claim that Volkswagen's Dieselgate fix was actually a second defeat device.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Tell us more.
I'm going to tell you now. Slater and Gordon, who are leading a consortium of lawyers against Volkswagen, represented by Freshfields, raised the point as the Dieselgate trial heads towards an important 2-week hearing at the High Court in December, 4 years after the class action was first raised. They go on to say, Slater and Gordon is questioning why the technical fix is operating over an ambient temperature range of thermal window of 15 degrees Celsius to 33 degrees Celsius and below 1,000 meters in altitude, suggesting that re-engineered EA189 engines will emit higher levels of pollutants in real-world use outside these conditions.
Look.
So the fix, to fix the fix was actually another, which is kind of devious and clever in the same.
I reckon the entire motor industry is guilty. You can't tell me that a diesel VW engine is any greener than a diesel Fiat engine. And like, no one said anything about that.
Yeah, they just singled them out.
The whole motor industry probably just wants this to go away.
Yeah. If they're probing
They need it to go away.
Mm.
So diesel's just basically... It screwed itself so badly.
What do you drive?
Aston Martin.
Nice.
Today. Sometimes. Relative to that question.
Did you change the tires?
But you told me that you fill up a tank of diesel every 2 days.
That's his generator.
Why do you put diesel in your Aston?
It runs better.
Okay, got it. Please do not put diesel in an Aston.
I'm hoping that your next news item is about BMW.
No, it's not, but it can be.
Okay.
Do you want to do it?
No, that abomination.
Yeah, I think we need to talk about this.
What? Okay.
The 2 Series Grand Coupe.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Do you know what? Just don't bother.
No,
it's not worth it.
No, it'll upset you.
what happened to BMW? I've said this. I find myself saying this at least once a week.
Is it a front wheel drive? This thing?
Yes, it's front wheel drive.
I honestly cannot believe how ugly this thing is.
It's awful. It really genuinely is awful. I don't know what's up with BMW at the moment. And the thing that there's something that I don't understand even more about BMW. They had a generation lead in electric cars. The i3 and i8 were first in the market pretty much before any of the other premium competitors. What happened to that? They've squandered it completely. There's no second generation. There's no plans. They're not saying anything. They're just releasing ugly internal combustion cars.
That are front-wheel drive.
Front-wheel drive.
Could it be that they're spending too much time with Toyota?
Horrible average new roadster. Horrible average saloon cars.
Although, what are you talking about, the Z4?
All of them.
I don't mind the Z4, actually. I think the back end's nice. Quite nice.
I don't know what's happened to it. Nice, I mean, someone showed me a picture of an E34. This is that's an early 90s 5 Series Touring, so the estate. And my God, it was... Talk about proportion.
Yeah.
Was it perfectly proportioned? And that design in 2019 just...
Although I saw
so
the new
perfect.
5 Series today, it's the first time that I've actually seen it up close. The back end is actually not terrible.
I can't tell them apart. I don't even know if there's a 5 or a 3.
It's like Mercedes-Benz. I can't tell them apart. I have to walk around it like a dog sizing up a sofa. Where is it from?
Can someone please explain to me what is going on at BMW at the moment? Because it feels like their eye isn't on the ball, and the products coming out are mediocre. There doesn't seem to be a future-proofed plan. What's going on? What's happened? Even the M cars that we could rely on to be the sharpest tools in the segment usually are missing the mark.
Except for the M2 competition.
Which a friend of ours just bought. Yeah.
Indeed. He did. But, you know, it was never hit and miss with the M division. It was always, you know, masterpiece after masterpiece after. And now it's like, don't know. What's going on?
They're obviously selling them still, and they're just not to people like us.
No, not necessarily. This type of thing can really hurt you. It really can.
It's a sustained period of mediocrity.
They survived the Bengal era.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
But Bengal era was cool.
No, it wasn't.
It was. Every car had its own identity.
Yeah, but
the world
hated it.
Well, I didn't hate it.
Okay, but were the cars bad?
Yeah, they're good cars.
They were just ugly,
The 5 Series is terrible.
No, I thought the 5
Series. The first 7 Series. Bengal 7. No, with that funny boot that stuck out of the boot. Yeah.
The 6 Series was
but you remember it. You can remember it. You can recall when you think of the 7 Series. Bing.
Because
the 5 Series was a good looking car.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
No.
The V10 M5, I think, was a good looking car.
It was a good looking
car. The Touring, yes. Did you see that Touring the other day?
I still designed it.
E60 generation M5 Series was always a nice looking car.
The 6 Series was controversial when it came out.
I like that as well.
I like the 6 Series.
6 was great.
Yeah. It was actually my favorite Bengal car.
I'm sad about BMW at the moment. It's a huge brand with an incredible racing provenance and incredible cars.
We should go there and test drive anything and then ask them if they've got any nice cars.
I don't want to get I'm just sad. Doc too excited here.
Okay.
But I think Audi is pretty much leading the pack right now.
Oh, don't say that.
With
what?
Don't get me too excited.
In terms of styling.
With what?
In terms of styling.
Yeah.
I agree
with Mike.
I believe Mercedes is.
No way, man. They're all...
No, Merc. Have you seen what the new A-Class looks like? It is a disaster.
I don't think
not
so.
Not talking about the A. And the
What's
A,
wrong
I think
with
it's
the
okay.
new A-Class?
I think the E's are amazing. The SUVs are terrible. Not all terrible. The GLE's fine.
Okay, so you've just eliminated half of the things. I'm saying the Audi's actually winning
the GLC,
premier.
Not the GLE.
This is playing into Audi and Lexus. I mean, I hate to say it.
Maybe.
These two oaks are both going to try and hug me. Stop it, boys. Stop it.
Is there more news?
You know who's really leading the pack is Alfa.
Alpha.
Alpha's
no, the please, they always
have.
Yeah.
Okay, we're out of time.
Granted, they only have two cars.
We're running out of news time.
All right, this has been about half an hour of news.
It is. It's been good. We're out of time. We're going to have a break, and when we get back, Mike's going to tell us a story.
Guns. An essential tool in self-protection or a catalyst for criminality. CliffCentral.com presents Guncast, a podcast that unpacks the divisive issue of gun ownership in South Africa. Join legal expert Martin Hood as he hosts a series of talks with both sides of the gun lobby. Whether you support the right to carry guns or you believe they're a destructive tool that society could do without, Guncast will enlighten and challenge you in equal measure. Find Guncast now on the Cliff Central app, on CliffCentral.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Cargumentative.
Thanks for having us back.
Well, thanks for having us
thanks
back.
For coming back.
Cool.
You know?
It's good to be back.
It is. Last weekend, some of us were racing on racetracks.
Mm. Oh, yes, you did. How did you do?
I came second overall for the day, nice. And I'm going into the last race of the year with a 10-point lead in the overall championship.
Really?
Yeah. So I basically have to finish third twice next time out, and I'm going to be champion.
Are they going to give you the champion? Do they give you trophies every time you win?
It's floating trophy.
Really? Eh?
For the end of the year, yeah.
So why don't you ever have us to come watch your race?
Because, you know, it's presumptuous that, you know, you guys would want to come.
Mark makes such a good umbrella goal.
Where is the I do. Where is your last race?
Red Star.
Ah, okay, cool.
On the Dalmas Road.
Well, maybe that'll be cool.
It's so flat that you can watch your dog run away for 2 days.
That's true. That's true.
Maybe we must come do a cargument.
I think we might have to.
Yeah. Support crew.
Support crew.
Can we bring brolly dollies?
You can, but it's not nice to have men because it confuses the racing fraternity. Because Tom just arrives with, like, men. The Cargumentative team, Nick Wilson.
Oh, jeez. What date is the final?
The 16th.
Of what? November?
November, yeah.
I think we've got to do it.
Yeah. Are you saying you've never gone there with women, and that's why they're confused?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And last time, Nick and Alistair were both there, and they took their shirts off and posed next to the car.
They do that all the time.
Yeah, they do. They like taking off their kit.
They really do.
Mm.
That last listener we had is just
disconnected.
Has just gone to my Facebook page.
Checked out.
That's it.
Yeah, there's a hell of a lot of male nudity on your Facebook.
There's
page.
A lot of questions.
Yeah, a lot of questions.
Not many answers.
No. Lots of questions.
Never.
Anyway, right. Moving along. Mike, while I was on the track, you were racing something else on the road. Do you want to tell us about it?
Safely.
Oh,
responsibly.
Yes. So.
Did you break the speed limit?
No.
Did you break your bumper?
Okay, so I've got a friend of mine, Joel. Good guy.
Have we met Joel?
No.
Have I met Joel?
No.
Have I met Joel?
No.
Nadav says he's quite fastidious.
Yeah, so he's very fastidious, but he has a helicopter. So
As one does.
So at 7:30 on Sunday morning, we met at Loof Coffee Shop in Norwood. We had an extra large skinny cappuccino.
Yes, it's living on the wild side. Huh?
Yeah.
Were you hungover?
With one sweetener. Was I hungover?
Probably. It's safe to say.
Just say yes. Yeah.
Don't think about it too much.
I wasn't overly hungover. So we had a race from Loof to Hartbeespoort. There's actually a very cool restaurant. It's called Aviator's Paradise. It's very cool. So they've got enough landing strip for helicopters to land there. And
Wait, hold on. So it was a race from Norwood to Hartbeespoort Dam. You obviously in the Diablo.
Yep.
And Joel was in his helicopter.
Yeah.
Where was the helicopter?
Well,
was
that's the thing. So the helicopter like wasn't parked there. It wasn't like Airwolf. It was a Long Ranger, Bell Long Ranger. So it seats six.
Similar genes.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Airwolf
was a 222.
Yes, it was a 222. Yeah.
This is a derivative of the Jet Ranger.
333 then.
Yeah. No.
Well, okay. It's the same manufacturer. Well,
yeah.
333 was South Africa only.
The Airwolf. Airwolf was a much bigger, much bigger machine. But anyhow, so the key to this thing was that the four of them had to go and drive out to Rand Airport, do their pre-flight checks, start that thing up.
How far is Rand Airport from Norwood?
So it was about 15-20 minutes.
Okay.
But is that fair then? Because they still have to drive from Loof to go to.
Well, yeah, but they're going to be traveling.
Well, that was the thing.
Constant 300 k's an hour.
Yeah, so that was the thing. So it tops out at about 250, and once they get airborne, that thing just gobbles up the mileage.
Yeah.
So I had to go through four ways. where there was
boat traffic.
Boots. People were like,
just did you see Boot Fighter?
Saw Boot Fighter.
Okay, traffic. Craig Watson.
Also, I don't speed, so like we could only go the speed limits.
Of course not, yeah.
And yeah, everything was going really, really well.
Until?
Until the road basically ended.
What do you mean the road ended? Where?
So just by Riversand Raceway. Mm. I mean, Riversand Office Park.
Yes.
Which is right by Steyn City.
Oh,
there's a sign that says Harder Beer Sport.
Yeah.
And the sign's misleading because it makes you think that there is a road there.
Yeah.
But it just isn't. So
you know what it is? William Nicol was blocked off for a long time.
Mm.
And they used to divert you onto that road through River Sands. Now they've opened William Nicol again. Except William Nicol's not really there anymore.
No, it's not. I worked out the hard way that the brakes on a Diablo are just as what I suspected. In a real emergency situation, are about as useful as tits on a bull.
So they're more of like a gesture than actual brakes.
I scrubbed off absolutely no speed, and then when the road ended and it became a gravel trap with rocks and things.
It's really bad. It's actually half bricks and stuff lying around. It's terrible.
Yeah. So
the building site.
So my friend, who may or may not have had some CBD oil before we left, he just heard me go, "Oh shit!" and we basically came to a stop. Quite fortunately, so I'm saying, out of 2,800 Diablos, I'm probably one of the only people to have taken it properly farming. And it's just in keeping with its tractor heritage.
Oh, yeah, that's what I said to you.
Furicchio was
a tractor. You find me all worried, I said it's a tractor.
And fortunately, it didn't do much damage. So much to Nadav's delight, the front of the Diablo will finally be repaired.
We're doing it, aren't we?
No, that's the the rear. So we're going to be doing
it. No, it's to the front as well.
I was there when you started the damage. So I've been following this bumper story for a long time.
Yeah,
it's basically, remember when some of it flew off at me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I was there as well.
You were also there.
I thought I was going to hit by the debris.
Yeah.
So the Diablo will live to fight another day. No other damage was done. I stopped off at a hardware shop.
As you do, silver duct tape.
To buy some silver duct tape and get what it was left of the bumper put back into place. And the good news is that we won the race by about 5 minutes.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That's even really including going farming and stopping for duct tape.
Unbelievable.
That's amazing.
And also, who leaves on a race without duct tape on them? So imagine how much time you could have saved.
The worst thing is that I did have duct tape in the Diablo and I took it out the other day.
Ah. Was it the same color though? Was it the silver?
Yeah, silver.
The silver of that duct tape is identical.
You can't tell that it's on.
I've got the same on my race car. So I've got like a Nardo gray color on my Lotus and we've got duct tape exactly the same. It blends in perfectly.
Yeah.
It really does.
Stuff.
It's brilliant.
I suggest paint fix it with duct tape.
There we go.
What do you mean? Fix it with duct tape.
So then it's fine. Why are you going to get it fixed? Leave it.
Now
you can farm happily.
For when we order our new Porsches, paint to sample, duct tape. What do you think?
It's a good idea, actually. I think it's a business opportunity there.
Then it'll be just easy to kind of hide any issues until there's time to fix them.
What about if you wrap your entire car with duct tape? That could be a new thing.
I think Mythbusters did that.
Very heavy, though.
Yeah, it is. But if you've got a powerful car, like a Diablo.
Like a Diablo.
Oh, but talking about weight, Marky and I are going to be removing weight.
So, but I suggested this months ago. I said, Mike, there's this new trend. People are taking back bumpers off.
Yeah, they poo-pooed you.
Off Lamborghinis, and they poo-pooed me. So, I could never, ever do that. And now...
No, we were
now,
all for that.
Judas and Judas are getting together on the weekend.
There's a difference, though, because what the guys are doing is they're taking the rear bumper off so you can see into the...
No, they're
into
doing...
Into all the fittings and stuff.
Yes, but isn't that the point?
No.
You want to see the...
No, on the Diablo, it's different. It actually... It looks better.
It looks like it was designed.
It looks like it was designed like that. In fact, it becomes very Countach-esque without the rear bumper.
Are you coming as well?
Have you seen the...
When is it?
Tuesday night.
I'm on a car launch.
Monday night.
I'm on a car launch.
Oh, dear. How long are car launches?
Long. We have to eat a lot of canapes.
Monday night, so I can do.
What are your favorite canapes?
I'd love to watch this happen.
Yeah. I like
so
Vietnamese.
Many things are going to go wrong.
Absolutely.
Vietnamese spring rolls.
Are we going to drink whiskey before we...
both, tequila and whiskey. We'll both Uber there so that we can Uber back.
So Mike's showing me a photograph. of a Murcielago and a Diablo.
A Diablo without the rear bumper.
But it looks like there is a bumper on this.
No, there isn't.
Okay, so show me a Diablo with a bumper.
Okay.
It actually looks
good.
I think it looks okay. It looks good. I'm a little bit worried that you haven't considered.
I thought you were going to take off the whole rear part so you could see
the whole rear apron.
No. It's just the bumper.
This exposes the exhaust nicely. Okay. It's pretty cool.
I'm a little bit worried they haven't taken into account the amount of lights on the rear bumper and the amount of wiring that they're going to have to hide somewhere.
There's no light.
There's a reflector. There's a reflector at best.
Well, that's why we're glad you're coming to laugh at us.
We'll see.
Just duct tape.
It's going to be great.
Are you really coming to watch?
It's going
to
be like the time we put oil in his Ferrari.
I can come.
It'll be exactly like the time we put oil in his Ferrari.
It will be. That was great. We did it wrong, too.
We did it so wrong. We only put about 4 litres too much.
It's going to be fine. So, is that the end of the story? So, you won the race. So,
what was the prize?
The internal combustion engine beats the turbine.
Yeah.
The car beats the helicopter.
Yeah. So, if you need to get to Hotter Beer Sport in a hurry,
phone Mike.
And
bring some duct tape.
No, but also, you know what? It was quite cool to have like a race like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Well, it's That's Top good. Gear style, isn't it? I mean, it's they did that all the time.
Yeah. We're hoping that producer Page gives us the budget to do that.
Across Europe, preferably.
We would like to.
We need to think up another scenario. Another race scenario. Yeah.
Okay.
We will think of.
Maybe we can get secondhand cars off Gumtree.
Maybe. How cool would that be?
Imagine that. We each get a 10 grand budget.
I love Gumtree. I love it more. Imagine if, that's perfect, Tom. 10 grand.
10 grand.
The four of us each buy a car.
Have to find a car on Gumtree.
And it's you got your 10 grand budget. That's it.
And then you have to race somewhere.
Well, you got to do a drag race.
We can race the helicopter.
We can do a drag race and we can do a track day for a lap time.
Awesome.
And then we can race from point to point to go and get donuts or something.
Yeah. And then we can do a... Like Top Gear,
but it'll just be play racing because we never break the speed limit.
No, we're doing it on the track. We said,
But for 10 grand, to get the donut
for 10 grand,
10 grand.
So 10 grand challenge. So for next
on
time
Gumtree,
we get
using we're nothing but that some duct Gumtree. Tape, our genius minds and Gumtree
and CBD oil. Apparently,
lots CBD oil.
Yeah, but the THC free.
No, THC free, obviously.
Yeah,
because you get freaked out with that type of thing.
I get very neurotic.
I could never imagine that.
This sounds like an amazing challenge.
Okay.
We're up for that.
Yeah.
So, maybe if anyone's got any other ideas, hit us up on Instagram at Cargumentative.
At Cargumentative. It's an Instagram sensation. You really should
follow us.
Come on, guys. We're trying to get that account going. It'd be nice to get some feedback. It's an easy way to PM us. We all monitor the account.
So
I've been wanting to punt it for a while.
Good.
We all post onto there. It's been quite fun.
We do. Although I'm still locked out.
You tell us. We want to hear from you.
You still locked out?
I can't get in. No, that's like a Bruno Mars song.
It's maybe better that way. He's not good at social media. So
race-wise. Just pulling a middle finger.
Well, I think we should have a break.
Okay.
We're
going to have a quick break and then we're going to reconvene.
Cool.
Young people are making their mark. Get up!
Tune into the Sebenza Live Behind the Hustle podcast every Tuesday to find out more about what fascinating careers are out there.
Today we have a special guest and his name goes by Siya Khumalo. Now for those who don't know Siya Khumalo, who is Siya?
Alright, I'm just going to start at where I've been starting the last few months. I wrote a book. It's titled You Have to Be Gay to Know God.
You can find us on the Sebenza Live website.
Or you can follow us on Twitter on Sebenza Live.
Sebenza boy.
Sebenza girl.
Sebenza.
Welcome back to Cargumentative. Mike, you weren't there. Mark,
I was
Nadav,
there.
You guys popped your motor journalism event cherries.
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big deal.
At the, what was it, the press
the
launch?
The media briefing for the Kyle Army 9 Hour.
Got to get my terminology right there.
Yeah.
Media briefing, Kyle Army 9 Hour.
So this is the first one in 37 years.
Yeah, listen, it sounds like they're putting on a proper event, eh?
Yeah.
From what we could, yeah, absolutely. I mean, There's going to be food stalls and DJs. And
Black really Coffee's going to be there.
Black Coffee's going to be there.
The timing of it is amazing. So apparently it starts at 1 in the afternoon, finishes 10 o'clock at night, which is going to be awesome. Beautiful to watch.
Yeah.
But that's the main race. It's a three-day event. That's what they're saying. Yeah.
So they're turning it into a lifestyle. There's so much to do, even if you're not really into the race.
Yeah.
You can come and
bring
your
kids. You
can boogie the night away to the sounds of Black Coffee.
Which
you
we can, will.
Well, and you
multiple,
will, I won't.
Multiple other bands as well.
Yeah,
are you not going to sit on the side of the track and suckle beers while we...
Well, not on Friday, no.
So...
That's on Friday.
So, what? So in other words, it's actually a huge event. What I didn't realize... the size of it, I suppose I could have guessed in retrospect, but it's well, that's what we're saying is it's not only the 9-hour race, there's support races, there's going to be
really?
Car
what
shows.
So what kind of support races?
The Falcon Polo Cup and the Motormart VW Challenge.
Cool.
Yeah,
and when will qualifying be?
So there's practice on Thursday and there's practice on Friday and then there's qualifying.
Probably Saturday then.
Yeah, no.
When is the race? Saturday or Sunday?
It's on Saturday, so there's qualifying.
Friday then.
I would have said Friday night or something.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be day and night.
Yeah, it'll probably go into the night, yeah.
So one of the things is the people that are promoting this have been involved in the World Cup, Soccer World Cup.
Mm.
So they're big players in the industry. They know how to put an event together.
Yeah, a lot of experience.
A lot of experience with big crowds. So it's going to be comfortable to get there. Mm. Find yourself a spot, and they're talking about getting blankets and a braai on the side of the banks of the track.
Yeah,
they want
the general,
that old vibe, the Kyle Army vibe.
Because the general access offers a pretty big footprint around the entire circuit.
Yeah,
I mean,
you can,
you can get a general access park, and you can walk all the way around the circuit and find a spot.
Well, like the best circuits usually let you do. It's exactly the point. Yeah. I must say I'm pretty skeptical as a. You know, naturally, and I was really impressed. I really think that they've got a professional team. They're taking it seriously. It's maybe not clear to the public at the moment, but I think they've got between it sounds like a 5 and 10 year contract to hold the race. So this is year one.
Yeah.
So they're
definitely
just putting
five.
Out the feelers. They're trying it out. Mm-hmm. They're going to see things that work and don't work. But this race is here to stay. It's
fantastic.
Going to be awesome.
Yeah. And I think,
news,
yeah. Yeah, as guys who've been to Le Mans, like just.
Well, not all of us.
Thomas has been, hasn't he?
Yeah,
I've been many times.
I've also been.
Numerous times.
I've been to Le Mans, the area.
Oh, really?
Okay. It's not very nice.
So,
it's slow.
I think just the advice we can give is on the race day. Because there's so much time, you walk around, you see different places. The best time of the race will be as it's getting dark and you start seeing the lights come on and seeing the brake discs glow. It'll be special.
Do you know what'll make it even more special? If there's a big Joburg thunderstorm, that I would like to see.
That would be good.
Which the 9-hour was famous for or infamous as the case
I want
was.
Rain.
It will be cool.
That'll be very cool.
Yeah. So what can the listeners expect from the Cogumentative team?
Oh, so we're going to have our own car.
You tell us.
Isn't
the bus? If the bus
kidding.
Isn't
the bus, are we going in the bus?
Well, that's what
I don't
say.
Know. Yeah, I think that'll be cool.
We can try going in the bus.
Who's going to drive it home?
Oh no, but
we'll leave it there.
Yeah,
we'll leave it there and walk home.
No one's going to miss it.
Well, you can't actually. You can't.
You're going to miss it.
No one's going to miss it.
No,
you can't,
listen.
It's just, park and ride.
Just for your exactly. So you're going to have to park quite far away.
But we might get a Cogumentative drive-in pass.
It's also Shabbos
for the bus. Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I suppose it's a pilgrimage.
Michael, do shove us there.
Sure. Yeah.
Won't be the first one.
The thing is the Blancpain. How do you say?
Blancpain.
Blancpain series is such a well-funded, amazing series as well. So the caliber of car that we're getting, we haven't spoken about that.
So let's talk. Well, there's 16 South African drivers, which is also amazing.
Also really cool.
30 GT3 cars. All part of the Intercontinental GT Challenge, and
what manufacturer?
Okay, so I was going to get there: Audi, Bentley, BMW, Ferrari, Honda, Mercedes AMG, Nissan, Porsche, Aston Martin, and Lamborghini.
Wow,
it's a nice stuff.
I think the South African drives a Lamborghini.
Did Lamborghini confirm? Because remember, they said that they weren't sure at the time, but
I'm pretty sure they will be there.
So
there's a chance that we have a South African winner as well, because I think David Perrell is doing phenomenally well in that series.
Brilliant.
And he's won races. So
how cool would that
be? Love to see that.
Yeah. So GT3 Blancpain Racing Challenge is a big deal. It's a proper professional series. It's worldwide. They go track to track.
I think it's like top kind of five
it's
racing
tiers.
Leagues
yeah.
in the
yeah.
world.
It's between sort of pro, amateur, and you know,
amateur pro.
And
no, I was going to say it is very gentlemanly, actually.
Yeah, there's some gentlemanliness.
Well, there's some.
It's a proper show. I'm just saying that you know, it's
a well-funded, well-supported series. Really,
and shouldn't be underestimated.
Yeah,
as to what's coming. These are full-on racing cars, fully developed for a full season of racing.
Yeah.
There's lots of money in it. This is a hell of a thing to see.
And to the South African listeners, this is our time to show how much we love motorsports. Yeah. So if we can get the attendance there, if we can have 100,000 people at the track, which that thing can easily hold, this is the kind of thing that will end up with us getting a Grand Prix back in South Africa.
I'm kind of more excited about seeing these guys.
Yeah.
But it was mentioned in the press, what do you call it again?
The media briefing. Hashtag Kyalami Nana.
That this was kind of a proving ground towards getting Formula One back, because apparently Formula One is looking for an African Grand Prix.
They are.
So where else would they have it?
Well, Nigeria.
Okay, yeah. But would be nice to have it here.
Egypt.
So support it, and we can have it here.
Yeah.
And we did well with the World Cup.
We did amazingly well with the World Cup. Yeah. And hopefully we win the World Cup coming up in the next couple of weeks.
We're all waiting for the quarterfinal, right? I mean, God, how long has it been?
Yeah.
It has been like 10 or 15 days, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, can't believe it.
What sport are we talking about again?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
All I know is people are waiting for the
quarterfinal. One of the biggest revelations of the month was that Nadav made a logical, well-thought-out,
cohesive
rugby discussion.
I did, which I was deeply impressed.
I swear, I was deeply impressed.
I copied and pasted from another
from
group.
Sport.
Another group that I'm on, he copied, they told him, copy and paste that.
I get that, but it warmed my heart. I swear, I feel closer to you. I feel closer to you.
We know each other better than we ever have.
That's amazing.
What a warm note to end up. Guys, please go check out tickets for the Kyalami 1 Hour. They're on sale. It looks like an incredible event. And amazing racing cars.
And they start at R200 for general access.
Oh, cheap as chips. What else are you going to do on a Saturday night? It's cheaper than movies.
Doesn't even buy you
it
wheels,
is alignment.
Yeah.
Doesn't, definitely not.
$200. It's actually
just
unbelievable.
How much is wheel alignment these days?
Apparently it's R3,500.
That's not possible. Does that include new wheels?
Does that include wheels?
I knew you were going to bring that up. I'm not ready to talk about it yet.
Wow, that's amazing.
Maybe we can talk about it another time.
Okay.
Guys, we're out of time. Unfortunately, could have gone on all evening. Especially with Mike being so cranky.
Why is Mike always so cranky?
I'm not always so cranky. I'm just cranky tonight.
He's always got to go to CrossFit.
Yeah.
CrossFit makes you cranky. Did you realize that?
It does not.
It does. It's your need to go to CrossFit that makes you CrossFit.
CrossFit.
It makes you crass.
Okay. That's well, I apologize if I came across crass tonight. It's never my intention.
I think you were fine.
I love all the listeners. I hate you guys, but I love all the listeners.
You see?
And they love you too, Mike.
It's the hate that drives your passion.
All right. Okay,
thank you, boys.
That's it. Out of time.
At Cargumentative.
Yeah, check us out on Instagram if you're up for it. Ask us questions. We like answering them. So until then, keep it safe out on the roads, and don't do anything Mike would do.
Adios.